This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast with 40 years of playing PlayStation 8 plus years in that games media combined. We thought we'd throw our hat into the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services. If you want to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
And if you are a Patreon supporter, you can watch us record this live every Saturday. Although today we're recording it on a Sunday.
Like hundreds of people are right now.
Commitments. Like so many people. You're like, you can't even get in the comments. It's that dead. If you want to show your love for Pop Culturist on your body, head to popculturist.com/shop where you can buy jumpers like this, which is really cool. Shirts like this, which is really cool.
Oh, a bit of bottom belly as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That bottom belly's free of charge, baby. And you got what you're rocking on too?
Yeah.
Very nice. And we are at Twitch, at twitch.tv/thepopculturist, where you can follow us, see gameplays, and all those things. Man.
My laptop's really good.
Facebook keeps reminding me that...
That it's selling your data to third-party companies.
That part, and yeah. I'm like...
Because there's been another data breach.
Yeah, it's telling me two things. It's like, hey, we sold your data, but hey, remember what you did 2 years ago? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I did remember what.
We were at EB Expo two years ago. Oh, man, that's so cool.
I was looking through my profile the other day, and the last time I did anything on my profile was changing my profile picture a year ago.
Which was at EB Expo,
which
yeah.
Which was at EB Expo. I haven't done... And I've been tagged in two photos since then. And nothing.
You do the bare minimum on there.
So people can go on and, you know, who is Josh Saunders? And they can see me through like 2008 to 2017. But from then...
They're like, you're dead.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
So, wouldn't that be amazing if
someone, so mystical.
Someone did the data scrape of you and got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you get out of him? Nothing.
What do you mean he's off the grid? He's off the grid.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was because PAX is coming up. PAX is literally a month away from today of recording. And like normally, this weekend, right now, we're in either Sydney or Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
I have a surplus of money.
Yeah, we're not there, but I really like the additional cash that I have. Mm. That fucking trip was expensive.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to do it again.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. What have you been up to, man? How's your week been? More of the same?
It's just school holidays.
Oh, yeah?
Just trying to keep busy. Not working.
Oh, you got the week. You
no,
the
no, I mean, it's not work. Keeping busy is not
oh,
work.
Okay. I'm like, yeah. I got the holidays off because that would be crazy. No.
Yeah. I got the holidays off school.
How is the school going?
No uni.
Are you still the smartest kid in the room?
No, I think it's a given. No, it's not that I'm the smartest kid in the room, it's that I'm the oldest kid in the room, so I actually give a fuck.
Yeah.
Whereas all the young kids don't. Let's talk about tits and drugs. I'm like, yeah, let's talk about that.
You're like, can we listen to him first? Then I'm all about tits and drugs.
Yeah. Right? Shut the fuck up while the teacher's talking. Then we'll talk.
On break, I want to hear all about these tits and drugs. All of it.
Until then, shut the fuck up.
I do play, do feed into that old man of the mature age student.
Fucking hell, though. I'm old, mate. That's what I'm referring. I'm old, mate.
Really?
I'm 12 years older
no,
than
most. No, but they literally call you old, mate.
A few of them call me old, mate. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they are. Well, someone's in there who's 16. He's literally 1 year off being half my age. Okay.
He could almost be your son.
Yeah.
Because like Harley's what, 15?
He's 3 years older than my daughter.
Yeah.
She just turned 14 last
week. Happy birthday, Harley.
So yeah. If that is, and the kid's a real idiot as well. He's got.
Because he's 16.
He's got fucking.
I was dumb as fuck when I was 16.
No, he's spastic. like ADHD. That's not
the correct.
He just doesn't know when to shut up.
Excuse me.
You know the people that you look at and you know what they're like. Oh, yeah. Like in high school. Because he just come out of high school. Yeah. I fucking hate him. But he's like half my age and he's under 18. So if I punch him, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's punching a minor. It's pretty bad.
I could probably like turn the power on when he's working on something. Mm.
On the side fried. Note though, if you get him fried, yeah. If you wait the two years, like you hold that hatred in there.
Yeah, till our graduation party.
That punch is going to be beautiful.
He's not going to graduate though. He's dumb as a doorknob. He's the stupidest one. Like the teacher will spend half an hour talking about something
Yeah.
And any questions? I don't understand any of it. And you just see the class just like, oh,
he's a bitch. And the teacher's like, oh, he's a bitch.
Yeah. You know he wants to. Yeah.
You playing any games this week?
not really.
Sorry. Sorry about all the coughs. I'll get to why I'm coughing, but...
Pretty much all of yesterday I played Borderlands 2 for no reason. I don't know why.
We played at work. Is it for co-op? It's good.
Don't know why. I did.
Yeah?
It's good. It still holds up to today.
It's pretty
because of the way they've done the cell shading and all that. Like, it still looks good today.
Excuse me. Yes.
Like, I went back and looked at The Last of Us. I'm like, that doesn't look as good as I remember it looking.
PS4 one does.
PS4 one looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But by today's standards, not really. But Borderlands hasn't changed because of its unique art style.
So that's the same place, like, you know, going back to last week's conversation about the PlayStation Classic, like, that seems really dope, but...
Until you play.
Polygonal graphics of the PS1 look like heinous.
See, it works for the Nintendo because it's just 2D side scrolls.
And pixel art's classic, and it's beautiful and simple, and, you know, it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early 3D, don't
look good.
People will come to see. The burnout on classic will be pretty gnarly.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I forgot how me it is in its sense
of humor.
It's the
loot grind, that's what you love.
No, but in its sixth sense of humor and all that kind of stuff. Mm. I don't, just some of the lines and all that, I'm like, that's my kind of joke. Like, one of them, I think Patricia Tanner, she's like, you know, there's some bad guys, I want you to go pick up the pizza I ordered for them and then fucking murder them. Like, okay. you get the pizza there, he's like, oh, is that the mushroom and slag piss pizza? It's just dumb stuff that I find fucking hilarious. As Ryan reaches for his phone.
No, I did put a community question out, so I'm just trying to see whether we got some answers or not. But that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know, because I never beat it.
Mm.
I think on PC I put in, I looked on Steam, 80 hours, but I never beat it. I think I want to beat it. Because we're due for Borderlands 3. Borderlands 2 came out five years ago.
It's allegedly been in the works for a while.
Yeah. So I feel like I should beat it, because I beat the first one.
Mm.
So I should beat this one.
Very cool.
Haven't played any more Spider-Man.
No, you done with it?
I think I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I want to finish it, but I don't want to play it to finish it, so I don't know. Nearly finished Pocket Edition Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, how's that going for?
I don't know what the fuck's going on in that game.
Well, as in like...
The story.
Because the Pocket Edition's even cut down version, right?
It's a cut down version, yeah. You can finish it in probably 10 hours instead of 100 or
so. Does it cut out a bunch of the story?
Cuts out pretty much all the side quests, open world stuff. It's just like a linear kind of thing, which is fine, but they've cut out so much that they've had to cut out bits of the story, and I'm in chapter 9 of 10 and I don't know what is happening or why I'm doing anything. So I'll finish it and then I'll probably just watch a YouTube video of like a story recap or something. Like, why did this happen?
It's full of gaps.
Yeah, because I don't know.
And even the end, you're like, oh,
and Nintendo sent me an email like, you know, we noticed you purchased this game, you know, can you fill out a survey for us on your experience? I'm like, it's good, I don't know what's happening. And like, okay, here's 30 points. I'm like, thanks. Okay, I like how they do that.
Yeah,
they're like little repertoire with them, even though it's just automated and stuff. Yeah. But
you and that Nintendo, like, machine.
Nintendo gave me an email and they gave me points for filling out a survey about a game I'm playing. It's cool.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it's shit. It's like, how likely are you to recommend this game to anyone else? I said, not likely.
Yeah.
Because it's average.
Yeah. Mm. Good times.
What about you?
Well, I've been pretty brutally sick this week. So my son, who is a walking petri dish, he is the patient zero. Decided to give me
hepatitis,
a viral infection that included laryngitis, which is what I'm rocking now again, which included a flu, which included a migraine and vomiting. So I have had the worst like 3 days. Just lots of lying on the couch.
Having said that, I feel like you don't have the best immune system.
Oh, my immune system's garbage. No. You can't look like this and have a good immune system. It don't work.
Mm.
Like, you treat your body like shit, it works like shit.
I mean, when you go, like, because obviously the daycares are this cesspool of just bugs and shit. But, like, you know the people that work there all the time. My sister works.
Like, they're fine.
They're fine. Because they tend to be pretty skinny, stereotypically healthy young females.
Yeah, that's true.
That's in a stereotype, but you know, they seem to be pretty healthy people.
Yeah.
I feel like
they don't look like me.
I feel like if you went to work in a daycare, you'd be dead within 4 days.
Oh, minimum. Like, I'm dead by lunchtime.
How did you get hepatitis from a daycare? I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Mm. So that's been fun. So in that time, what I've done is I've got some credits again. Mm. Finished off Shadow of the Tomb Raider last night. It's noticeably better than Rise of the Tomb Raider. Like, story, even story-wise, like, the gameplay is really good. It's the same, but built up. And just, it's just better. Like, it's odd. This is how I know I have a personal bias. Because as I'm playing it, I'm like, fuck, I hate this game. It's really good to play. I hate it.
Oh.
It made me mad.
But why the bias?
Because it's like, Rise of the Tomb Raider I didn't really like, but I'm playing it and the story's grabbing me and the gameplay's really good. I'm like, fuck.
That's good.
Yeah, I know, it's totally good. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, unlike Rise, which I thought the story was pretty poops. Because this is handled by Crystal Dynamics, so it's a different team. No, it was Eidos. The guys that did, like, Deus Ex and shit. So, the story's better.
Mm.
The gameplay is schmick. The visuals are amazing. Now, I'm playing on the PS4 Pro, so I'm playing it with performance mode, which gives it the 60 frames rather than the 4Ks, because... you know, frames is better.
Mm.
No hiccups, nothing. Beautiful. Game's great. Is it perfect? Not really. But I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, like, a lot.
Cool.
That's about it. Pretty cool. Low-key. I haven't picked it up yet, but I am very... it's sitting in my cart on the PSN, which is... This is the Police 2, as you mentioned last week, and Think of the Children. And I have spoken to our good friend at Cat.
A good friend at Cat.
So I'm going to say, yeah, good friend Cat at Turn Left. They're handling Red Dead. Not Red Dead. Little Dragon Red Cafe.
Oh, that $60 game.
Yeah, I'm paying fucking $60 for that game.
I watched the trailer, I'm like, this is worth $20.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, because I was in a group chat, like a community page for our friends over at Well Played, Zach and the team over there. And someone come and comments like, hey, are you guys reviewing the game? They're like, yeah, we're not paying that.
Mm.
And Kat's like, hey, I'm handling that. I can hook you up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to email you too.
But every review is just going to end as it's not worth the price.
Yeah, potentially.
It's a good game. Unless there's something in there.
We don't know that.
Unless there's something in there.
There might be something in there that grabs me.
Like, I was watching the trailer, and he's flying around on this dragon, and I'm looking at the textures on the ground, and it's popping. Just every, like, trees pop, pop, pop,
yeah,
as they fly away, pop. Out, you know, as I get too far, I'm like, oh.
Mm, it's a bit rough.
Oh, yeah.
And I did also reach out about Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, which one I think we talked about
and
last
Rondo
week.
Blood. It's in the news.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, because now I'm just killing. So now I'm really happy. Like 16 credits this year.
Mm.
So I did a full count. I looked at all the games that I've recorded. I'm sure I'm missing a couple probably. I'm sitting at six. I finished 16 out of 33 games. Considering last year I was on...
One.
Three?
One.
No, I was pretty sure it was three, and then we knocked it down to two, because one of them was questionable.
You couldn't remember one of them. That was the thing.
Yeah. So it's certainly two. Yeah. Two out of 65. Mm. Not good.
No.
Not good.
No.
I think I've drastically improved over the last year.
Because with numbers like that, it's like... Like, as a PR guy, it's like, why would I give him a code when he finished two out of 65 games last year?
And I promote that shit for some reason. I really shouldn't, but...
No. No. It's a disappointing stat.
Yeah, it's a real disappointing stat. But, like, it's got to be low to get better.
Mm-hmm. But now you've probably gone too hard. Now next year's has to be worse.
Yeah. Like, you have no idea how much I've neglected my wife.
We're on the verge of divorce. Like, yeah. No idea.
Yeah, we're on the verge of divorce, but I feel really proud. Fuck, I hate being sick. But anyway, that's enough about what we've been playing. Let's jump into the section we call Inform the Players, where we tell you about the PlayStation news that happened this week.
Number one, Bethesda announced on Thursday the release dates of Fallout 76's beta ahead of the full game launch of November 14th. The beta will first arrive on Xbox One on Tuesday, October 23rd, and 1 week afterwards for PlayStation 4 and PC on Tuesday, October 30th. Bethesda wants players to literally break the game and will not have servers running 24/7 for the beta due to that. Instead, the servers will be up during specific time frames so they can get as many players online as possible, all at the same time to fully test their systems. Good thinking. The game is set up to be anywhere between 4 and 8 hours. After that, immediate fixes and updates will be made and will continue daily until up to a few days before the actual game's release.
Stoked? Because that falls on Tuesday, so that's the like 2 days after PAX, which is good.
But you'll have Red Dead.
I'll have Red Dead. That'll be it's gonna be mixed. Like I'm willing to take a couple hours out and jump into Fallout, I think. But my concern is a beta shouldn't be 2 weeks before it releases.
Nah, no, that's the problem with that.
Yeah,
because
as I snort the microphone,
as you know, they say beta, but it's essentially they're stress testing their servers.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. What can you beta? I mean, it's Fallout 4 with multiplayer.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I think there's too much other than other bugs and stuff that can go wrong. Other than the trademark, but there's the bugs.
Yeah,
always in a game.
Which we're fine. You still play on picking it up?
Yeah.
Look into it?
Well, I'm not getting Red Dead, so I'll get that instead.
Sounds good. I'm hooked up both.
Speaking of Red Dead. Red Dead Redemption 2 will require a massive 105 gigabytes of hard drive space to install on PS4. First spotted by Rockstar, Intel US retailer Target revealed the figure through the image of PlayStation 4 Pro Red Dead Redemption 2 bundle, which is also a news thing. While file sizes can vary across platforms, Xbox One owners should expect a similar amount of hard drive space. The image also revealed Red Dead Online will support up to 32 players, putting it slightly above GTA Online's 30-player limit. Meanwhile, select online content will be exclusive to PlayStation 4 for 30 days, according to the box. And it's the Red Dead PlayStation 4 bundle is $400 US.
Now, that's not a fancy... It's the straight-up PS4 Pro in the game. There's no fancy edition.
That's big.
This can come in two ways. Either A, the game is fucking massive... Or two, it's poorly optimized, which I have a feeling it's the first.
I don't believe it's poorly optimized.
No, like that's it. Like the only reason a game should ever be bigger than it is if it's not optimized well.
Yeah,
like it needs unnecessary garbage.
You know, this is Rockstar we're talking about, so you know, I don't have that loyalty to Rockstar that a lot of people do, but they're not going to like put out their biggest game in nearly a decade and have it unoptimized piece of
exactly, trash. Exactly. For me, this is kind of, I guess, a sign of the times. Now we discussed a little bit before we started recording about the idea that if they're rocking 4K visuals or close to 4K visuals, that's where the size is. My son now knows how to open doors, so he's gonna be breaking in a lot. But my wife was there; she caught him. She
put a chair under.
Yeah, in Jurassic Park, he's a Velociraptor. She's Alan Grant. Yeah, she's like nah.
No, the
T-Rex. Oh yeah, no, the T-Rex
raptor jumps at the end of the first one. T-Rex like.
Yeah, my wife's a T-Rex. Mm. Probably shouldn't say that. It's a bit mean.
A T-Rex is fucking badass. What are you talking about?
And it's a she.
Is it?
It is a she. Well, all of the dinosaurs are she, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They breed asexually or some shit.
Yeah, they just kind of like mush for J's together and out comes eggs.
Scissor.
Yeah, these dinosaurs scissoring behind trees.
And there's cum somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's a sign of the time. So if it is rocking that 4K, it's going to be large. Like we were talking about before, with Forza Horizon 3, you had two versions. You had the regular version, which was like 50-something. Mm. Then you had the One X version, which was another additional 30 gig or something. So you had the option to download the 4K updates. Mm. I don't think that's the case here.
No.
I think this is I'm just going to bet the game.
I'm just going to bet the game is really big. The question is like, is it big in the way that like, The Witcher is big, where there's so many things to do everywhere, or is it Breath of the Wild big, where it's just fucking nothing everywhere?
I assume it's Witcher big, but you know, this brings in a question that our good friend Max Cooper brought up, because it seems to be that Rockstar are putting a lot of this, I assume this space, into smaller details. He goes, I'd love to hear if you think Rockstar are taking realism of our video games too far. The horse testicles in Red Dead Redemption 2. So this comes from a bit of information that the horse testicles will adapt to the weather of the game. So if it's colder, they're going to be higher. It's going to be warm, they'll be down. Big horse balls.
Maybe instead of players having to like check the temperature of the sun, they can just look at their horse testes and be like, oh, it's cold.
Can you imagine if there are simple gameplay flaws because they spent too much time on the testicles than on something arguably more important?
I mean, maybe. I mean, like I'm not really interested at all, so I don't really care. Mm. But it does seem a little bit over the top to me.
See, that's next level immersion.
I don't think anyone would have noticed.
Yeah.
And now people are going to be actively looking at the horse testes in a no homo way. probably.
No.
Or maybe homo. Maybe bestiality. I don't know.
It's it's called interspecies erotica.
Yeah, that. this is a game for the furries. But I don't know. It seems just too much.
Yeah, like, I understand what they're going for. They're going for that extra level of immersion, of that realism. I think it could potentially have been better spent elsewhere, but once again, this comes from us not playing the game. Maybe the rest of the game is just show schmick that they're like, well, let's fuck around with these balls over here. But, you know, if these balls don't respond well, we're going to have... It's not going to be Puddlegate anymore. It's going to be Testigate.
Can you imagine the animator on that? It's like, what have you spent the last month doing? Literally looking at horse balls. Like, I need to Google horse testicles avoid all the bestiality websites.
Like, you have to go on location, shoot balls in different angles.
Yeah, like, put, like, liquid nitro in the air so they shrivel up. He's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's interesting. But also, you know, how much of that is for the online component as well?
Oh, yeah, good point. I imagine the online's probably a big hunk of that.
Yeah, 32 players instead of 30.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, the whole select online content will be exclusive to PlayStation for 30 days. Just stop doing that stuff.
Yeah, no, I understand why it's there.
But I know why it's there, but just stop. It's not... It doesn't... It's, like, the least consumer-friendly thing you can do.
Yeah.
Really.
All right, I'm going to let you jump into the next one. I'm going to go blow my nose. Really? But I'll be just going to the toilet there, and then I'll be able to hear you through the door.
Okay.
Back in just a moment. Keep reading. I'm
thinking if I can summarise this one at all, because there's more than I thought. Only two of the four planned episodes of The Walking Dead, the final season, were released when developer Telltale requested that the game be pulled from sale from various online storefronts. As The Verge reported, the GOG page for the final season has removed the option to buy the season or its released episode, including the note, quote, Telltale has requested a temporary pause of sales of The Walking Dead final season. For all up-to-date Telltale news, please refer to their Twitter page. Episode 3 was scheduled to be released November 6, and Episode 4 would have concluded on December 18. Though no note was included, the season was also removed from Steam, the PlayStation Store, and the Xbox Live Marketplace, but to no surprise, you can still buy it on the Switch. There's currently no news on when the two episodes will return to various online marketplaces, or if Telltale will keep them off due to the possibility of the rest of the season won't be completed. So, to summarise, the final season has been pulled from Steam, GOG, Xbox, and PlayStation. Yep. You can't buy it anymore. Still buy it on the Switch, though, which I think is pretty telling of
the Switch,
how up-to-date the Switch is with things. So it's done.
It's done.
It's not coming back. Even though it says temporarily, it's not coming back. Now, many people are hoping that they will finish the story in, like, an online comic, something like that. But if no one's paying for it, no one's going to do it.
That's it.
And I don't think anyone that was let go would be allowed to do that.
Well, because, like,
they're probably under an NDA for what the rest of the story was going to be or something like that.
Well, this is something that was brought to my attention in another podcast. They talked about in order for the trophy, because the trophy list is up for the whole season. And in order for that to go up, you need to have the game at least playable, right? For the whole way through, like to get cert. So that means in some sort of bare bones, potentially the remaining three episodes are there. Sorry, two episodes. Is it five? Okay. Are there
no, it's
two
only
up?
Four for the final season.
Oh, okay. So potentially the other two are in the ether somewhere. I doubt they'll ever see the light of day, personally.
No, they won't. Which is really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, say what you want about Telltale and all that, which, you know, they're pretty shit from all the news that's come out. They're pretty shit company overall. But, you know, you think how many years ago people started following Clementine's story. And we're literally 3 months away from the culmination of everything, of years and years of sticking this character.
Yeah.
A few months, and it's gone. That's pretty fucking shit. And I think it's telling that this can be something to be wary of with these episodic games.
Well, there's another thing that was brought to my attention that kind of made perfect sense. I don't know why I didn't think about it until I heard it, was that Telltale have nothing. Like, they literally have nothing. Every bit of content they made is somebody else's IP.
Oh, yeah.
So they have nothing to save. So, no, like, Telltale is an unsavable company because it's a shell that didn't make money.
Could have made a lot of money. Did make a lot of money, but spent it poorly.
See, that's the biggest problem. If they had their own IP at some point, all this money that they gained from The Walking Dead Season 1, they could have invested elsewhere, but they invested in other brands. Granted, they had a really cool way of telling new stories in already known IP, But unless the blanket deal was like you get X amount percent or you get a one-off payment.
But like a decade ago, they couldn't have foreseen this.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with how they wanted to do their business of making these licensed episodic stories. They just did it in a very, very bad way.
Yeah.
But they could have continued doing this for the foreseeable future if they just weren't fucking stupid.
If they honed it down, they trimmed that list. Yeah. You know.
Apparently Game of Thrones was a big piece of garbage.
That's probably
big old hot piece of garbage. But I was excited for Tales from the Borderlands 2, and that's never going to happen.
No.
But yeah, it's dead. Walking Dead is dead.
So dead.
It's over. PS Plus for October have been revealed. I was wrong last week. I mean, Reddit was wrong last week, not me. I was just passing on news from my sources, which
I love it how you're like, I have sources. It's wrong. And well, me. It was some other dude.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to cover myself.
That's true.
For the Vita, you'll get 2064 read-only memories and Rocket Birds 2 Evolution, both cross-buy with PS4.
I hear that read-only memories is pretty good.
Yeah. For PS3, you'll get The Bridge, which is cross-buy with PS4 and Vita, and Master Reboot for PS3. And for PS4, you'll get Laser League and Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th is a weird one, because didn't they stop developing that because of licensing? Like, so they didn't, whoever owns Friday the 13th went, nah.
I thought it had to do with some of the music. But it's Halloween this month.
Of course.
I got it. I played it for a bit. I don't think much of it.
No. Kind of poops.
Yeah.
Poops month. Not
I
very
think
good.
The Neo and Diablo 3 would have been a better way to go.
Yeah, Diablo would have been huge.
Mm. Oh, well. Oh, well.
In time.
Just a pretty overall average list.
Yeah. There were some pretty good ones previously, so.
Yeah.
Like, last month was great, so.
Yeah. Top selling games for the week ending 23rd of September. Starting at number 10, PlayStation hits Uncharted 4. Number 9, GTA 5. Number 8, God of War. Number 7, The Crew 2. Number 6, PlayStation hits The Last of Us. Number 5, GT Sport. Number 4, Detroit Become Human. Number 3, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Number 2, NBA 2K19. And number 1, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's back.
Apparently, Spider-Man, you know how we said last week it broke the record?
Yeah.
It also, in the first 3 days, made $80 million more than Homecoming did at the box office in the same amount of time. Wow. That's probably... I don't know why that tidbit wasn't in the article I read, because that's like the most interesting thing.
Once again, price of admission for a movie is what, $10?
Mm.
Game at 60, 80.
Mm. Still made $80 million more than Spider-Man, the movie did.
Side note, because I just referred to it as 60, because that's the price of... games in the US. Also, like, I'm hearing a lot of like cluster around the interwebs. People being like, maybe you should just rise the price of games. Like, we pay $100 a game now. So if they say if it's 60 in the US, it makes it 100. So if they even jack it up to 70, potentially 80, we're gonna be paying a bit about $150 for a game.
Having said that, when's the last time you actually paid $100 for a video game?
That's true.
Target JB on release day, $69.79.
Well, I just mean, like, even then, like, that opens the door to up to $150.
Unfortunately, the world's economy revolves around America.
It does.
So we're fucked.
Yeah. Would you pay $150 for a game?
No.
That's ridiculous. I wouldn't
pay $100 for a game as it stands anyway.
That's true.
So if anything, it'll make me more picky
and
not waste my money so much. But, you know, like, they retail in America at $59.99 or $60. We can get them here for $69, most new release games on release day.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good.
That's good.
Because we should be paying about $100.
Yeah.
So, you know, places like Target and JB hope that you go in there and spend money on some other things too.
Yeah, well, Target's quietening down their games. Mm. And JB, that's what they're there for.
JB so. Do that. Kmart don't do games anymore. No. Big W do some games as well. They typically do new releases.
They're also winding down as well.
But yeah, for now you can get a new release for $70 at JB, which is $10 more than US, which is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, no, because I was just thinking about it, and I'm like, fuck, there is no way that I would pay $150. Like, no way. That is insane.
But like I said, we don't pay quote-unquote full retail price as it is now.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Like, even if the cost price of the game doesn't change, as in it's still $40 to buy for the company, like... Right now, they charge for the $60-$70, whatever. That's as low as they can make it and still make some money, right?
Well, when I worked at Dick Smith, because we could see how much it costs from the computer, and a new AAA video game would cost us about $56 to the store.
So then if you pay about 60, 70 bucks, it's like, so with that being the case, if they're like, well, it's 80 bucks in the US, they could chuck 20 bucks on there unnecessarily and the game would still cost the same.
I think if they did that, that is where everyone would start playing digital. I think that's where they could bridge that digital to physical gap.
But this is the case right now. In store, 60 bucks. Digital, always 100.
I know, but if in-store goes up to 150, then you hope the digital would stay at 100.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I doubt it, but you'd hope.
Yeah, they'll jump up. That was a complete side conversation. But yeah, Spirit of Man back at the top. Unsurprising.
All right, that's it for the news, Ryan, as we have a chat to the players about Sony's big piece of humble pie.
Yes, we've got two bits of main topics today.
Two bits of main topics. So we'll start with that one.
Yeah.
Having resisted for so long, Sony is finally giving in and allowing cross-play on the PS4, quote, for select third-party content, meaning PlayStation 4 owners will soon, now, get to play the same game against people on competing consoles. In a blog post, Sony say, following a comprehensive evaluation process, Sony Interactive Entertainment has identified a path towards supporting cross-platform features for select third-party content. We recognise that PS4 players have been eagerly awaiting an update, and we appreciate the community's continued patience as we have navigated through this issue to find a solution. There was no issue there, it was just your hubris. The path begins now with an open beta for Fortnite that'll let PS4 players go up against the Xbox One, Switch, PC, Mac and mobile. In perhaps an admission as to why this has taken so long when the competition has allowed it for ages, Sony adds that, quote, this represents a major policy change for Sony Interactive Entertainment and say there'll be more information on other titles going forward when we have more details to share. So this got me to jump back into Fortnite. I jumped back into Fortnite to play with Alex.
Yeah, because Season 6 was dropped, yeah?
Season 6 dropped the other day. It's pretty cool. It's still just Fortnite.
Yep.
But I enjoy playing it with Alex, and he always plays on his Xbox now because all his buddies play on the Xbox. And now I can play with him, and I did. It was cool. We had the lobby, because it's got icons of what platform you're on, had a tablet, Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation all in the one party.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, that's really fucking cool.
That's the
future. Is really, really cool.
So this bit of news hits a couple different places for me personally. One, it forces me to eat my words as well.
What is it that you said exactly?
I was like, they ain't fucking doing it. They don't have to do it. They got no fucking reason to do it, and they won't. Well, put my foot in my mouth, and now I got to chew my foot.
Well, I also said that they won't do anything until next generation.
Yeah. But I was pretty adamant they wouldn't do it, period.
They cracked under the pressure. And like in the statement where it says, you know, we've navigated through this issue to find a solution, there was no issue, just you didn't want to. We know it could have happened. Fortnite had it accidentally. Like there was no issue there.
Yes, but like that may have worked in that one-off scenario. There may be a lot of back-end issues that we weren't aware of. And like I refuse to believe it's as simple as flicking a switch. I think there is a little bit more to it than that. And especially about like legalities, like policy changes, that part...
Policy changes, I get.
Not something I considered. So like when they say that, I'm like, yeah, I believe you there.
No, I get that.
But granted, in the same breath, yeah, I can't believe Fortnite made them crumble. That's so impressive.
Epic, I saw an article on IGN, Epic Games, Fortnite is big enough to bully PlayStation.
Yeah.
And it's not even, they didn't even do anything. The fan base did it. Like, it wasn't Epic Games going, you know, Sony's being dicks, you know, we want to do it, but Sony won't let us. They didn't fucking say anything about it.
You know, okay, side note, in a previous conversation that we had off recording, we were talking about, you know, Bethesda, they're like, Sony must do cross-play, otherwise we ain't going to do shit with them. And then they come out and do it, and then they ask Pete Hines, and he's like, oh, no, we ain't doing cross-play.
Yeah.
No, like, I refuted that. You're totally right. I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm like, because that they.
But the internet has jumped on it, of course.
Yes. Yeah, like on Twitter, I saw four other examples. People saying the exact same thing. I took screenshots and I was gonna send them and be like, ha! Just because the internet's right doesn't mean I'm right. But
basically, the counter argument is that, you know, Bethesda have developed Fallout 76, assuming rightfully they won't be allowed to do crossplay.
But if it's a flick of a switch.
It might have been a flick of a switch for one. It doesn't mean all developers don't develop the same way.
No, but this is the argument the internet... I'm getting upsy on crossplay again. But the argument of the internet is it's a flick of a switch.
Oh, yeah.
And if it is, then Bethesda should be like, yeah, we'll have it in like a day one
patch. Well,
it
was something super easy for Fortnite for some reason.
Yeah.
Whether it's somehow Epic developed it in a way that it made it that simple, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't an accident that got... I don't believe it was an accident that that got turned on. I don't believe it. I don't.
It's one of these... It's
unless it is a flick of a switch and someone accidentally flicks it, okay, we'll
see.
And
therefore, a bunch of back... Like, you know, it's one of those things, like, if you shatter a bit of glass, like, there's all these little cuts back. So maybe it was more of a, like, hey, we broke the glass and then we've discovered that this and this and this and this and this fuck up.
But... like I said, Bethesda haven't developed Fallout thinking there was going to be crossplay. So now that there is, they might go, oh, well, not now. Let us, we're like balls deep. We're like about to go gold.
Mm.
Let us do it. And then after release, we'll probably look at it. Maybe. If they don't in a few months, then we can go, oh, Bethesda.
Yeah.
But you just like the next day, you can't expect Bethesda to go, cool, it's in. You know what I mean?
But the point of that is the comment of, oh no, we're not doing it. And this is the concern that we literally had this conversation before, and I went, I guarantee you, the day that Sony do it, some people will be like, nah, we ain't gonna do it anyway.
But
and it happened. And
Bethesda's
it fucking
whole
happened.
Thing was for Elder Scrolls Legend. They never mentioned Fallout 76. They never said it.
Yeah.
They never said, you know, we want it in Fallout 76.
See, that's the semantics that ruined the fun.
Yeah. It was all about Elder Scrolls Legends. That's the whole... that's where the whole their whole statement came from. That's what they were like, nope, we need it because of the card game mechanics, blah, blah, blah.
But in terms of the internet zeitgeist, where they're Sony are being dicks. Like, well, now you're being the dick, man.
However, I am pretty pissed off at the same time with Fortnite, because when I was playing it on the Switch, I was forced to make another account.
What do you mean?
They haven't
fixed that yet.
No, but it doesn't matter, because now I have an account on the PlayStation with all my Season 3 and Season 6 stuff, but then my account on the Switch that I had to make has Season 4 and 5 stuff. So now I've got all my content spread over two accounts. And there's never ever going to be a way to merge two accounts together, because... they probably could, but think of like if your account got hacked and then merged into someone else's account. Think of all the shit Epic will have to do for that.
Yeah, I imagine that there'd have to be a lot of proof.
So it's a little bit of a... well, now, you know, I've got two accounts with all different things on them. I'd love to have them all in the one, but I can't. Same with Alex, because he's got his PlayStation, his Xbox account. So it's cool now, if you're getting into it now, but if you're like me and you're like, well, I want to play, so I'll have to have two accounts. That's a bit shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty shit.
It is a bit shit.
It's a bit shit.
Like I said, like, it's really cool. It's pretty shit. I still have to eat my words.
Same thing with like Gwent. You couldn't.
Was that launch yet? It's October.
End of the month.
Yeah.
You can't take your PS4 collection and take it to PC. So I played on PS4 for about 20 hours. I'm like, I want to play this on PC. Started again. Now I got two separate collections. Having said that, you can't do that with Xbox either. But we're heading towards a unified kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit. Slowly.
Hey, don't worry about it. Just flick the switch. It's cool.
Mm. And why doesn't everyone just flick a switch? No, but, you know, as much shit as, you know, you give Sony and all that.
For me, that shit, that, like, me talking shit in that way, that comes from the internet side misunderstanding of how...
No, but I mean, you also have to be like, good on you at the same time.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm like, fuck yeah. But...
it's just... it's because of what they said leading up to it. You know, we believe PlayStation is the best place to play.
See, I don't think that's a representation of the entire company.
That was the head of the company that said it.
Yeah, it's one dude.
It was the head of the fucking company. What do you mean it was one dude?
Yeah.
He was... you can't get any higher than him.
But I mean, like... I'm not disregarding what he said. Like, he is the voice of the company. But it's like... there is a point where, like, I imagine everyone behind the scenes are like, what the... it's like a Donald Trump moment. They're like, what the fuck did he just say? Why did he say that?
It doesn't matter. It's what the public... the information the public...
The point I'm getting at is, like, I think that was just one dude, like,
but it's just after the stuff that they've said leading up to it. You know, because they were seeming a bit, like, mightier than they are.
Yeah.
And that's how it came across. And then they're like, here it is.
I think that they had to suck up a little bit.
Bit of pride.
Bit of pride, but
it's the right move.
It is that they have made the right move.
Now it's the snowball thing. Well, why can't we do it with Rocket League, and why can't we do it with this?
This is my point.
It has to.
They will never win.
Well, they can just by going, okay.
But what I also do love, though, because if you look at the keywording, it's a beta with Fortnite.
Yeah.
So at any point they can be like, no, it didn't work. Fuck you. Bye.
Yeah.
They gave themselves an out. So love.
Could you imagine if they did though?
Hey, if they can provide justified reasons.
Internet.
Yeah.
If they back out of this now, they're fucked. They are fucked. They will be crucified. Worse than Jesus in Mel Gibson's movie.
Wouldn't
it
be awesome?
It will be brutal.
How fucking boss would that be?
What?
Like, how business boss would that be? They're like, let's back away.
It'll bite them in the ass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sure, it'll be cool for them for like the moment they send the tweet out or whatever. But the years after, when they're all jobless. also, quickly forgot the last quick bits of news. The Castlevania Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood will be in it. Released on October 26th.
This is funny because we were talking about, like, if Symphony of the Night was on the fucking PS4, we'd play it. 3 days later, I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, I'll play it.
I'm keen as fuck to play it.
Because that, everyone's like, why are they releasing around Red Dead? And then it's like, they're very different. But it's also when the season 2 is out on Netflix at the same time.
Yeah.
Of Castlevania. So it makes sense. Release them alongside each other. And the second bit we're going to talk about for the main topic is PlayStation Worldwide Studios Chairman Sean Layden has confirmed that Sony will not be holding a PSX in 2018. Layden made the announcement on the PlayStation blogcast saying, for 2018, I know this is going to be a disappointment to some people, but we decided not to hold PlayStation Experience this year. We wouldn't have enough to bring people all together in the same location, North America, to have that event. We don't want to set expectations really high and then not deliver on that. It was a hard decision, but we have determined that this year we will not hold a PSX. Layden attributed PlayStation's increased use of the PlayStation blog and social media to convey further announcements.
I get it. No, I totally get it.
Because they got nothing to show.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because as far as what can they do?
what can they bring that they didn't have at E3?
Here's Death Stranding again. Here's Last of Us again. Here's Days Gone again.
Yeah, maybe some more Dreams. Which apparently is really good.
Yeah,
according to the people that have played it at whatever the event was.
Yeah,
they had it playable somewhere in America. Yeah. The feedback's actually been fucking astounding.
Yeah, a lot, which is surprising. Which a lot of outlets have sort of given it some praise.
Mm, surprising, but yeah, they've got nothing new to show at the moment.
Yeah,
which is fine. I mean, going into E3 next year will be interesting. Because you'd assume by then we won't have The Last of Us. All that'll come out before then, it confirmed, is Days Gone.
Yeah.
And then there's Ghost of Tsushima, The Last of Us, Death Stranding.
They don't have dates yet.
You can't bring them all there again. But this is what they do, though. They do that. Yeah. Like, how many years in a row was God of War at E3?
Well, this would be the fourth showing of Days Gone, minimum.
Mm.
And, like, this is the 18th showing of Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Like, they've made the right call. Because Days Gone, Dreams, the only things, like, remember, Dreams was supposed to come out in, like, 2016, I think. So even then, like, that's unimpressive. Like, no one's going to give too much of a shit about that. Mm. I'm hoping, personally, that they're going to hold it and then do something cool, say, early next year. Like, where we're finally going to hear about PS5 or something. Because they are literally at the tail end of the PS4. Mm. That's why they're not doing these big pushes anymore. Because they're now just doing... They've got the last four-ish big releases. And it's going to get them out. And then, like, I guarantee they're already moving internally to PS5.
Because we got more Death Stranding stuff, or more of nothing about Death
Stranding. Yeah, I haven't watched that trailer because I fucking don't care anymore.
At Tokyo Game Show. I watched it.
Did tell you
one thing I have noticed is Norman Reedus has one facial expression. Yeah. Like bewilderment. Scared.
Yeah, like happy. He has this one look of bewilderment, scared, and fucking trash person.
Just every time I see him, I like him. Yeah. He's a good actor. And I've seen interviews and he's very personable and stuff like that. But so far, what I've seen in Death Stranding, there's nothing there. It's just like, I don't know, it's just the same thing over and over again. I don't understand. It was having said that, the ending of what we saw was very, very cool and really fucking, to me, I was like, that is fucking horrifying.
Ooh.
Like, I don't want to play that part in the game because it looked scary. What is it? I won't tell you. You can watch it.
Oh, okay, I'll watch it after this.
It did look cool, okay? Yeah. It does look cool, but like, we've said it before, I don't want to see any more of it. Especially not at, like, if there was a PSX this year, like, here's more Death Strand. Like you said, what could they bring? It'd be everything we've seen 3 months ago at E3. There's nothing new to show. Like, Guerrilla Games, are halfway through,
they're making pre-production. Horizon.
They're past production. It came out nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah, it depends on what the hell on their pre-production is.
Way past pre-production, I'd say. Insomniac... they'll be doing another Spider-Man.
I think they'll be chilling.
But not anytime soon. Yeah. They'll be celebrating at the moment, probably. Oh, yeah,
you're getting that DLC ready to drop next month.
Who else is there? We know Ben has Days Gone. Who else is there? Other than, you know, Naughty Dog and Sucker Punch and all that.
Is there's like Studio Japan and like Sony London and stuff. Mm. But a lot of them, they've been doing a lot of VR stuff. Mm. So they're really not doing
anything.
There's
no big studios left where we don't know what
they're doing. There's no big releases. There's no surprises.
Because you remember 2 years ago, we're like, what are Ben doing? You know, what else was there? What are Insomniac doing?
Yeah, like what's Sucker Punch doing?
Yeah, what's Sucker Punch like? We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Now we know all the big studios and we know what they're doing. There's no surprises left to be had at the moment. Now, the exciting time will be, I think, after The Last of Us launches, then it'll be, what are Naughty Dog doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are they... Like, that'll be the next really fun conversation to have, I think, because you just... I would assume they've said they're done with Uncharted. They're going to go back. There's something with that later, but I don't think they're going to go back to Uncharted after The Last of Us 2.
No,
And they're not going to go straight from The Last of Us 2 to The Last of Us 3 either.
Yeah, I think they're finished with Uncharted. I think they'll move on to something new. I don't know what.
That's the exciting thing. It's like, what are Naughty Dog doing? We don't know. See, we haven't heard from him for 2 years. Like,
we could have that excitement with Kojima. We could. Mm. If he didn't fucking show everything, we could have that same level of excitement. We could be like, I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because he's like, look at my dick constantly. Like, look at the dick.
He can't not, though.
Yeah.
From what I understand, that's who he is.
Yeah, it is him as a person. He is that auteur that does that shit. Mm. But I'm like, dude, back the fuck off. I want it. I'm going to buy it. Let me be.
Mm. No, we'll see Death Stranding at 2 more E3s, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm. But a good move from them, I think.
Yeah, look, it's a bummer because, you know, I think there's normally some good stuff comes out of PSX, except, you know, there were signs of a decline, I guess, last year when they did the on-stage discussion instead, more than a conference, which was a sign of the times, I guess.
I kind
of
liked that.
I liked it. I liked the Super Panel. The Super Panel was fucking dope. Mm. But it's not what I wanted from that, personally.
Mm.
And that's my own expectations. That's the problem. Yeah. And I think... excuse me.
There's just no more surprises to be had.
Yeah, without all the big stuff coming, it kind of keeps it low-key. But... there are some things that were interesting that were said last year, which at the time I think they had full plans. I love the internet is jumping on this something fierce as well. Sean Layden also said last year in a conversation with Kinda Funny's Greg Miller.
I know where you go.
Yeah. By next year's PSX, you'll hear about name changes.
I think he said by next PSX.
Yeah, by next PSX. And they're like, are you having PSX? Oh, no. No.
Just because of that.
Yeah. Do you think that's happening?
What?
Do you think that's finally happening?
I think it's silly to believe that they haven't been at least trying to find a way.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know, last week or the week before, like, yeah, your screen name... Because the way Xbox does it is, yeah, like you said, it's a digit that's tied to all your shit, and then the name is just a layer over the top. Why can't Sony treat our current names as the digit and then just put a layer on top of our current name, which is the display name? Like, I don't understand why they can't just...
Once again...
I'm not a software engineer. Yeah. You know?
Same thing. PSN was made 10 something years ago. I mean, as we used then, like the example of IGN's website being so archaic that trying to update it for any reason's fucking impossible.
And it could also be that the way it was made that they can't add another layer. That's the issue. They can't do it.
You've got to remember that. Like, PSN, when it first launched on PS3, wasn't a fucking app. You had to go to a browser.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's something, maybe there's some coding there that's a problem. Like, maybe there's some low-end, early browser fucking coding in there they just can't get around.
I think if they somehow tied it to PS5's launch, like, you know, PS5, when you log into the PS5, you'll be prompted with a name change. We've figured it out.
Yeah.
Without losing anything, because the rumors are always you'll have to lose trophy progress or lose saves or whatever. That's a killer for me.
Would that be a big no for you?
Yeah.
Even though you don't like your name?
I fucking hate my name. But I'm not going to lose, like, progress from, like, over a decade worth of gaming just to change my screen name. Like, that's dumb.
Yeah, and I'm pretty happy with Betson. So
I'd sooner just play Xbox if I had to do that. Honestly... PlayStation have me because of the exclusives.
Yeah.
Other than that, I couldn't give a shit what console I play on. I prefer the Xbox's controllers as it is.
Yeah.
So comfortable. So nice.
It really is.
But they have me for the... Like, I'm invested in Naughty Dog. I'm invested in Sony Santa Monica. Like, the studios themselves.
It's also, like, I'm in the same boat. Like, exclusive are what keep me there. But I, for some reason, I guess I just... Because it's the only thing I've known for last 10 years, last 15 years, 20 years. Like, I've only ever played PlayStation. Like, Xbox later and just felt... clunky and uncomfortable as like a, as a
their dashboard is horrible.
It's bad. It's, so
it's very bad.
But you know,
in terms of how it feels playing a game, I like how the achievement. I like the achievement.
Man, trophies fucking like I don't. I'm not a trophy hunter by any stretch, but I will actively play a game on PlayStation because I'm like, ooh, I want a handful of trophies.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't play. Mostly play. Codes we get because I have to play them on the pop
series. I know, like, I'm sick, but I might have to swing back in that a little bit.
And it's like the trophies don't count to my account if I play on the Popsy account, so I'm not really going to do much on there. But I like the Xbox's achievement system. It's very clean. It's very neat. It's like the nice little like that little sound that pops up.
Yeah.
And I like how with the achievements, you can check your progress. Whereas like, that kill, part is dope. Kill 100 enemies with headshots. Like, well, I've killed 68 out of 100. So I know I don't have too much.
That part is amazing.
That is amazing. Oh, yeah. That is so good.
But trophies as a physical little like a little picture, it's like bing. Like I want to get some little 3D printed ones. I found them online. I want to get some.
Not that giant platinum one that we saw last year.
Did we talk about that last week?
Last week.
Yeah. So news broke that they are doing that again. They are doing the PlayStation Platinum Hunters here in Australia again. There are five games on the list. One of them is FIFA. One of them is Call of Duty. One of them is Battlefield.
What's it called?
PlayStation Platinum Hunters.
PlayStation Platinum Hunters 2018. PlayStation Plus Platinum Hunters?
That's the one, yeah. You really should read the emails that I send you, dude.
I don't get notifications. That's why we have the Discord.
Yeah. Don't put it in there.
No.
Oh, piece of shit then, I don't know.
Yeah. Fallout 76, Battlefield 5, Anthem.
Yep.
Black Ops 4 and FIFA 19.
Yeah. So the whole competition is based around the idea whoever's the first to get the platinum gets a physical platinum trophy. Now we've seen this platinum trophy. We saw it.
This big?
Yeah, it's fucking huge, but this big.
It's like what you get like when at like the FIFA World Cup when they got like the two hands on the trophy or whatever.
It looks so good. I want one, but I think we're probably excluded because we'll likely get a couple of those early. So it's like, hey, go platinum. How'd you get it in 20 minutes?
Having said that, I don't think it'd be too difficult to make one with a 3D printer. The schematics are probably online already.
Jono and I have spoken to Ethan.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I want one for in here.
Yeah. You know, a bit of chrome on it.
Yeah, just
spray paint. How long does it go for, though? Because Anthem is fucking ages away.
Well, yeah, it's only those five titles, so it's the first.
So they've got five to give out.
Yeah, they've got five to give out, and it's the first for everyone. Yeah. So we have the first for FIFA, first for Call of Duty, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. What would be the easiest, do you think?
I'd probably say...
I'd say probably Fallout.
Well, it depends, because Fallout might rely on other people.
They all do.
Well, they are all multiplayer, but like...
Like, FIFA will probably have, you know, win X amount of matches online.
Yeah.
At a certain rank and all that. Black Ops 4. Yeah, anything that will have trophies tied to multiplayer. But the thing is, Fallout... trophies probably maybe tied to co-op.
That's what I'm saying. So rather than multiplayer, it might be like do a team of four do this.
Yeah.
Like going to slow you down.
In a squad of four, nuke a town.
Yeah.
But that's probably easier than, you know, platinuming first in Black Ops 4 or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm not unemployed enough to be able to make that happen.
No. I don't know how... I don't think I'm going to get Anthem.
You turned off Anthem.
No, I'm just turned off the games as a service thing, yeah, I think. Cause, but then I look at the new Division is shaping. I'm like, that looks really fucking good.
Yeah, we're jumping on the Division. Don't fucking me wrong. We're like,
but it's out at the same time, isn't it? Or the month after?
Month later.
But in February, there's like Sekiro.
Yeah.
And, well, February's stacked.
Yeah. I think that Anthem's Division will be at PAX next month. Some playable capacity.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I hold out hope.
I don't think it was at the first. Was
no, because it released in March of that year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's releasing in March of next year.
True. Was it an EB Expo?
I don't think we ever played it. Could be wrong though. All that shit just mushes together as nothing to me.
Yeah, it's just all chaos.
It's just lights and noise and body odor and sweat.
Speaking of just fucking...
And just being uncomfortable.
Chaos and confusion, it makes me uncomfortable. It's something to the drop. In a section we call Coming to the Players, we tell you about what's coming to PlayStation this week.
Okay. What's funny is they do a highlighted game at the top now, right? And they've highlighted Astrobot Rescue Mission for PSVR. But in the same week, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is also out.
It's first party, but...
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, it's weird. Mm. Anyway, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, PS4 digital and retail. Interested?
I have reached out. One is on the way.
Not going to purchase?
No.
Or it's on the way?
It's on the way.
Oh. Physical, yeah?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, weird. I might borrow Odyssey off you, actually.
Origins. That's fine.
Because Alex has been wanting to play it, and I don't want to pay for it. Astrobot Rescue Mission, PSVR, digital and retail. Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise, PS4, digital and retail. Really?
Mm.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Once again, a good friend, Zach, well played. Big fan.
Yeah. What is it? Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise, an all-new chapter in the Hokuto Shinken saga. As master of the Hokuto Shinken martial arts style, Kenshiro will demolish enemies from the inside out with dozens of brutal, iconic techniques. Okay. Is it like a brawler?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Freaky Awesome, PS4 digital. Mega Man 11, PS4 digital and retail.
Ooh.
I played the demo. I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Mega Man fan.
Mega Man is a franchise that I've always wanted to dive into, but I've never bit the bullet.
The collections look cool, like the Legacy X collections or whatever. I don't know, I can't pull the trigger on it though,
because
like Shovel Knight takes a lot of inspiration from Mega Man, having the themed boss stages and everything.
Shovel Knight's
like
coming
that.
To Brawlhalla as well, just to add to it.
Yeah, I know.
Add to more fucking things Shovel Knight's doing.
It's everything. It's like the whore of indie game characters. Yeah. It seems like I'd really fucking love it.
Yeah.
But I played the demo of 11. I'm like, oh, I don't really like this very much. So, The Midnight Sanctuary, PS4 digital. Party Crashers, PS4 digital. Pato Box, PS Vita digital. Racket Fury Table Tennis VR. That looks fucking intense.
That's brutal, yeah.
Look at this character on there. Step into the most realistic and intense table tennis experience.
With a robot?
Feel the difference with extremely accurate physics, developed in cooperation with professional table tennis players. It's realistic, but you're looking like fucking
Tron,
yeah, Red Tron. Valtherian Arc Hero School Story, PS4 digital and retail. WWE 2K19 digital deluxe, PS4 digital and retail. Now look at this.
AJ
Is it just
Styles.
Me? Look at his hands. Does it look like they've photoshopped the finger lines on or something?
Having watched,
I know what he does.
Yeah.
I get it. But does that just? It doesn't look right.
It
doesn't
look right.
Does it?
So at work. My boss, Paris, wanted to watch sports, so we got the Foxtel Now for like the 14 days, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I want to watch NFL at work. I'm like, all right. He's like, I'm going to get Foxtel.
Oh, it's like the grand final today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
no, NFL, not NRL. Oh. NFL, he watched, because it was the first game of the NFL season.
Okay.
He's like, well, we've got 14 days. I've already set it to cancel, but you can keep watching to the end of 14 days. I'm like, fuck yeah. So I've been watching it here.
What, NHL?
No, I've been watching Foxtel. So it has like Fox 8 and all those other things. So I've been able to watch wrestling. I watched Raw. I watched SmackDown. I'm like, fuck, I am pumped as balls this weekend. You're
trying to get into it.
Yeah, I was trying to get myself there. Because like all they're doing for like on SmackDown and at Raw, they are just promoting the Super Showdown, it's called.
Is that what this pay-per-view is called?
Yeah.
Is it a new one?
Yeah. So this,
isn't it normally like SummerSlam this time?
Yeah, so this Saturday is the one at the MCG.
Oh right.
So that's the that's why I want to come here and watch. So we're going to see Undertaker take on Triple H, Ronda Rousey, and a bunch of other women's are fighting down. And there's
did you see what Brock Lesnar did in the ring the other week?
No.
With Braun Strowman? Fucking punched him like legitimately, because I do you know Braun Strowman?
Yeah,
the real fucking big dude.
They're I do know now. Yeah,
they're having a fight, and Braun was like doing knees, and he actually kneed Brock, and you see Brock's head like snap. And then Brock was meant to counter, and he just fucking punched him in the, like, socked him. And you see Braun's head, like, snap sideways, and you see his eyes roll a little bit at the same time. And,
because Brock Lesnar was ex-MMA, like, he knows how to punch.
Yeah, no, he knows what he's fucking, he was heavyweight champion in UFC. Like, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. It's like, yeah, so Braun like botched the move and actually kneed Brock in the face. So Brock just fucking
in the same vein, I was watching one of the guys from New Day fighting Sheamus.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Sheamus and Cesaro, and they were...
Have you seen much of the New Day?
No, like they had pancakes for some reason. I don't know why.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like, it's really weird, though.
Because Xavier Woods is big. Yeah, because yeah?
That's one thing I know as Xavier Woods. Yeah. Like,
they had cereal called Bootio.
Yeah, and they've got pancakes. So, like, when he comes out and he's like, Austin Creed, I'm like, fucking Xavier Woods, man.
Yeah.
My brain can't
Does
quite distinguish
the two.
Did he
still come out
with
the
trumpet? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so one of the guys from New Day was fighting Sheamus. Sheamus straight up boots the dude in the face. Like, I'm not talking pretend. Like, same thing. Kicks in the joystick, go, and then trying to just fall back.
Yeah. You can always tell when there's, like, whoopsie contact. Yeah. Because whoever just, like, landed that KO hit, instead of pinning them, we'll like walk away and like taunt the crowd, giving the other time to be like, what the fuck? Because if you meant to do that damage, you'd like pin him straight away or something.
Yeah.
But then there is also like, if you really fucking hurt someone, pin them and the ref will count it to three.
Yeah.
Like if they're meant to kick out and they don't, we know something's up. Like yeah. you've fractured their skull.
Because you can, like, there is a flow. Oh, I know we're talking about WWE now, but like there is a flow in the match, as in it's yeah. like
back
someone,
forth,
back
and
one,
forth.
Back one, back one, and then so at some point it goes, you know.
The whole 2¾ kick out at the last second, and the like the Hulk Hogan used to power up kind of thing. Yeah.
But no, I was like, I was watching some of the women fight as well. They go fucking hard. Like, I'm talking harder than some of the dudes.
Mm. But it'd also be like, if you flicked on the let's actually fight switch, they would all be dead, except Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Because she would have broken every single one of their arms in like half a second.
Yeah, man, I cannot wait this fucking weekend.
I'm seeing on Sunday, me and Dad are watching the UFC.
The McGregor and...
McGregor and Khabib.
Ooh. That's been getting ads like motherfucker
well. It's
going
to be huge because they've been... Like it's McGregor's first fight since Mayweather.
Yeah, which he lost.
Yeah. But he made $100 million for doing it, and Khabib is undefeated, 26-0. So they've been like mouthing at each other for a couple years now. It's gonna be fucking huge.
Yeah, I'm in. Hopefully, I can swing it with the main of. What day is it? 7th. Fuck.
Sunday.
Yeah,
no, Sunday 1:30.
The Foxtel and finished on the 2nd.
Oh, does it? And come to Mum's house if you want.
It's just
me, Dad, the other guy I work with, my sister's boyfriend.
Mm. Yeah, I can watch this fight.
Come, it'd be cool.
You can watch wrestling on Saturday
if I can get the kid watched. Yes.
Yeah. Because there, it'll be Dave, it'll be Paris, it'll be Craig, it'll be me.
Yeah.
And like, granted, it is just an excuse to hang out.
Yeah.
We'll maybe barbecue.
We can have a laugh at the theatrics.
Yeah, there was it was AJ Styles. It was he's fighting a dude at Super Showdown, and then he was supposed to do the contract signing in the ring.
Yeah,
but
it's always just they're gonna fight.
Oh yeah,
no, someone going through that.
It was
table.
Funny. So that's in the same scenario. Who's the general manager of SmackDown?
Shane McMahon.
No,
I don't know.
It's a woman. Jade?
Stephanie McMahon?
No, not Stephanie McMahon. There's another woman. And she was like, look, AJ, can you just not fucking fight him? Just please, don't fight him. Thanks, man. Who is it? Okay. Can you up for me? Then I'll tell you which dude it is.
There's AJ.
Top left corner.
Here?
Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe.
Because Samoa Joe and AJ Styles used to be in TNA.
Okay.
Which were the competing product for WWE on a much lesser scale. So for them to end up in the WWE was very huge because they're essentially indie stars who've taken over. Because WWE, for a long time, were about promoting from their bottom up. They don't like taking outside talent and putting them in the main event because it makes their product look bad, they think.
Yeah.
You know, we've got our best star and then we get some indie star who comes in and kicks the shit out of him. It makes it look bad.
I get it.
So they flicked a switch and they're like, let's get just all the talent.
And also helps promote NXT because the whole idea of you going to NXT and you work your way out.
And Samoa Joe and AJ were both in NXT and Samoa Joe is a fucking animal.
But what I love, so AJ Styles is there, he's ready to fucking do the contract. This is where I love the theatrics of it. It's stupid. He's like, yeah, we want to sign the contracts. Where's fucking Samoa Joe? Where are you, bitch? Come on, man. And then the screen comes up and he turns out he's in front of some house. I don't think it's his house.
AJ's house.
The letterbox said Styles, and he's like, hey, what are you doing in my house, man?
What's that name on their letterbox?
And like, AJ Styles isn't his real name, so that's even funnier again.
It's like way back before, like WrestleMania 17, I think Undertaker went to Triple H's house, which was like a single story unit in the suburbs. Yeah, I'm like, this is fucking that, Triple like, H.
That is not Triple H's
house.
He's
like a mansion in Beverly Hills. That's not his house.
And that's like, what I love. Like, he goes there, he's like, well, I'm going to fucking come in now. I'm going to punch the fuck out of your family. Yeah. It's like, oh, and like, it's clearly a pre-recorded video, but like AJ's pleading to this video. Yeah. It's beautiful, man. Like, I laugh so hard. Oh. I can't wait to watch it. I'm super keen. But anyway, that has nothing to do with PlayStation.
These are my two faves.
Who are we looking at?
Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, yeah. I watched Nakamura fight the other day.
His intro is fucking boss.
Yeah.
It takes forever for him to get to the ring and do his thing. But like the music, like the theatrics of his intro, I'm like, that is amazing. Have you seen Finn Balor in all his makeup and shit?
Is he the big jaw guy?
The demon.
Yeah. That shit's dope.
He comes out with like the metal music with all. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. He's cool.
But yeah, so what we're thinking is we'll watch the main event and we might watch some old like Attitude Era before to get real in the mood. Like, I want to watch the Mankind versus Undertaker again, where he gets fucking choke slammed through the Hell in the Cell. Just off the table. Oh, fuck. Mick Foley. Holy shit.
Yeah. He's not right. He's very smart, but you can tell it takes him a bit longer to kind of, you know, say things.
Because of all his injuries, right? Like, his back's fucked.
He was concussion stiddy.
He apparently did, so, like, because of all the accident, like, he actually compressed his spine to a point where he lost 2 inches of height.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of UFC fighters now are saying the same thing, because they get, compressed spine, and, like, because they're always like this, they're, like, rubbing their discs together, and sometimes they rub so much, they actually, like, shrink.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Crazy. Although, I have no plans to pick up 2K19. I kind of want to now. I might reach out to Mikey. Because last year it rocked up fucking by random, so hopefully that won't happen again.
But we played 2K18 for like...
I played a lot more when you were in here.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I had a lot of fun with it. It was so stupid.
All right, that PlayStation conversation and wrestling and UFC conversation happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and other podcast services. If you want to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepopculture. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
If you are a Patreon supporter, you can join us and watch this live as we record it every Saturday morning, about 11 o'clock. And you can also show your love pop culture on your body with merchandise at popculturist.com/shop. Like this jumper, like the shirt that's under there, like the shirt that's under here, like these sweet underpants that I'm wearing, Popsy branded.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I would totally wear them though.
I was trying to think of a way that you could show me without it being gay.
Or just hot. And if we are on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepopculturist. So we can come over there, follow, subscribe, and do all those streamy things over there, which hopefully this week my voice will be improved by Wednesday. I can come back in the streams. Might do This Is the Police. I might see whether we can, you know, bring, you know, well, we can't bring back Price because she's fucking dead. Fucking piece of shit cop.
Fucking the worst.
She was so bad.
The worst.
Anyways, I'm Ryan Betson.
I mean, we rightfully fired her.
Yeah, and she killed herself the same day.
And she got drunk and had a car crash.
Yeah, we fired her because she rocked up to work drunk. Yeah. And then we're like, you're fired.
So it's our due diligence to let her go.
Yeah.
Because the last time, like in the news, like the last time a cop was drunk with a gun, she went into the wrong guy's house and shot him because she thought he broke into her house.
Yep.
So we couldn't let that happen.
No.
So...
See what? Yeah, then.
If anything, she crashed the car. If anything, it like reaffirmed we made the right choice.
Oh, without a doubt.
Imagine if it was a cop car that crashed with all the liability and the insurance.
And then I did play List of Police Against with Craig, and we had like a 2-man buddy cop. It was one of the guys' name was Samadi.
Mm.
He was like these
very
two
Italian.
Yeah, these two guys, they were inseparable. We send them on any case, fucking solved. Like they never had a problem. Everyone else, fucking mess.
They were your trap card.
Yeah.
Are you trump card?
Yeah, anytime there was like, ooh, that looks like be a tough one. It's money.
It's like you draw fours and you know.
Yeah.
Like, here we go.
Yeah, some bitch.
Anyway.
But yeah, I might stream that this week because I think it should be some good fun. Because I know you can't stream during the week because of your boy, especially now it's school holidays. So I'll probably get Craig in here to come and play some This Is the Police. Until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Horners.
And that was For the Players.